It's now time for Locker Room Chat with Centralia head football coach Roger Holthouse. You guys already had the district locked up before this week, but you guys kind of just had a little bit of a tune-up game as you guys went on to win 46-7 at Pleasant Ridge. How are you feeling about that win?
Jared, I thought we did some good things last Friday. I thought we moved the ball at times really well, and throwing the ball was a little tough for us last Friday, but we continue to work on that. Defensively, probably wasn't as sharp as the week before, but overall, I feel very good about the win, Jared.
And Coach, what were some areas in that game that you were really trying to work on to get ready for the playoffs?
I think throwing. I think you always got to throw. Okay, we're going to need to throw it somewhere down the line to win. But so we was really trying to maybe work on the pass a little bit. Running the ball. We had made some changes. We had a kid out, so we had some changes there that we kind of really liked, and probably stay with some of the changes we did. So those are the things we kind of worked. Passing is probably the number one thing Jared worked on.
Here with Centralia head football coach Roger Holthouse. And Coach, what are some of the expectations for your postseason run here in 2023 as a whole?
Well, I think for me, Jared, is I want to be playing our best football starting Thursday night against Oskaloosa, and then hopefully continue going forward is my goal. And people be playing the best we can play, and some team has to beat us playing our best, and you take your hat off to them. But I think my goal is to be playing the best football we can possibly be playing.
And Coach, kind of talking about your passing game as we jump backwards here, how has Jacob looked? How healthy has he been?
Yeah, he actually runs the ball pretty good. He ran the ball, I think, for 72 yards the other night, so that was good. I think his throw, and I think it's his left knee, so I think sometimes when he plants that thing, it affects him just a little bit there. But as far as running the ball, he looks about as normal as a person looked with a torn ACL.
Yeah, great to hear. And now, what are your expectations for his game specifically moving forward in the playoffs this year?
For him personally, I think is keep working on his passing in practice. I thought we did that the other night with Maverick Becker. I thought that he had a great offensive night with 168 yards or 11 carries, 3 touchdowns. So he had a great night. I think Jake had a good night running. Quentin had a pretty good night running. So the expectation is still run the football, but I like to throw it just a little bit better than we did last Friday.
I'm going to go ahead and step aside for a quick break, and coming up next, we'll break down Centralia's matchup against Oskaloosa in the opening round of the playoffs here on Locker Room Chat. Back here on Locker Room Chat here with Centralia head football coach Roger Holthouse, the head of their game coming up against Oskaloosa. And Coach, this has been a long time coming. You guys haven't played them in a while. About 10 years ago was the last time you guys played them. But this is an Oskaloosa team that just snuck in through the back door to get into playoffs, winning their last two games over McLouth in an upset and then winning against Valley Falls. They've been executing their game plan very well under head coach Eddie Miner. What are some things that you know about this Bears team?
They got a pretty good running back, and I don't know his name. I know his number's 5. He's a pretty good running back. Quarterback doesn't throw the ball too bad, but like you said, they're playing well right now, and so we got to be ready for that. They are, like you said, executing what they should do to win football games. So we have to be prepared for that, and we got to be on point with all that, on point with what we're doing. It's not so much what Oskaloosa can do or has been doing, it's what we have to, as a team, us has to do to get better and to keep playing and moving on.
Coach, the past few weeks, how do you feel like your team has been able to execute your game plan? And kind of a follow-up question, how do you feel like your game plans have been able to improve throughout the season with you and your coaching staff?
Well, I think the first part of that question, I'm very proud of the kids. We've gone through some injuries, you might say, like any team does. But this team's kind of hung together. Lose quarterback for a couple of weeks, he comes back, and we lose our tight end and outside backer last week. They face some adversity, and when you face adversity, it does two things. Either you get worse, or you get better as a football team, and I felt like this football team has gotten a lot better. As far as the second part of that question, I got a great coach staff. They're great guys. they all played here at one point in time in their lives. So I think three of them played for state championship teams. So, you know, the drive's there, and I feel like we're very close-knit unit when it comes to coaching staff.
Absolutely, and I said this before our interview, but I'll go and throw it out there. Last time that Centralia played Oskaloosa, that was in 2013. You guys went on to win that game in the opening round and went on to win a state title. So hoping for more of the same from you guys this year.
Yeah, well, we were pretty good back in 2013. You had Stan Lovey, JT, Brett Birdie, those guys. They were we had a lot of great players then, but we just got to do what we do, and you know, as long as we're playing the best we can play that night, and then let the chips fall as they may fall.
Absolutely. Coach, thank you so much for your time today and this entire season as well. We'll stay in touch and get some interviews moving forward if you guys were to win this game and move on down the line.
I appreciate everything you've done for us, Jared. Thank you.
Great stuff, as always, from Centralia head football coach Roger Holthouse here on Locker Room Chat. Brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company.